If you had a friend or relative with a very serious disease, for instance, cancer, would you pray for that person to be healed? Is it right to ask God for such things? Should we simply accept the inevitable as His will? And if you did start praying for such a person, when would it be right to stop praying for healing? On the other hand, are there matters too small, too insignificant to bring to God in prayer? Do you think we can be too selfish and presumptuous in our prayers? Listen to the words of Jesus. I will do whatever you ask for in my name, so that the Father's glory will be shown through the Son. If you ask me for anything in my name, I will do it. They're remarkable words, aren't they? And there are several things that we can say about them. First, here is a promise for Christians. Jesus is talking about asking in His name. Now, to ask in His name means to ask according to our knowledge of Him, according to our relationship with Him. It doesn't mean that God won't answer the prayers of people who are not Christians. In His mercy, God can and does answer such prayers, the prayers of all sorts of people in all sorts of situations. In fact, it's one of the ways God seeks to draw people into a true relationship with Himself. The tragedy is that when people use prayer in this way, they simply go on using it as a kind of emergency telephone service, and they don't get drawn into that relationship which God is seeking to draw them into. So God does answer the prayers of all sorts of people. He can and does. But here is a promise that is only for believers, for disciples, for Christians, for people who really know Christ and are really committed to Him. He says the same sort of thing on other occasions in different ways. For instance, He says, You did not choose me, I chose you and appointed you to go and bear much fruit, the kind of fruit that endures. And the Father will give you whatever you ask of Him in my name. Again, He says, When that day comes, you will not ask me for a thing. I tell you the truth, the Father will give you anything you ask of Him in my name. Until now, you've not asked for anything in my name. Ask, and you will receive, so that your happiness may be complete. Now notice, Jesus is always talking about asking in His name, according to our knowledge of Him and what He is like. This means that we shouldn't ask for things which we know won't please Him. We can be certain that if we ask for things that are not pleasing to Him, we won't get them. For instance, I wouldn't just pray for money simply to increase my bank balance or possessions simply because I just felt I'd like to have them. But I might pray for money if I felt that there was some particular need. If I could see someone in my own family or some friend who is in particular need, I might pray that God would provide the money or the possessions or whatever it is that was needed for that person, knowing that that's the sort of thing that God likes. God wants us to be concerned about one another and the welfare of one another. But He doesn't simply want us to increase our own fortunes for our own satisfaction. So to pray in Christ's name is to pray in a way that we know is pleasing to Him, to ask for the things that we know are pleasing for Him. And it's to pray within a relationship, a commitment, a friendship, a fellowship with Jesus Christ. The sort of relationship He goes on to talk about. If you love me, He says, you will obey my commandments. I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper, the Spirit of truth, to stay with you forever. The world cannot receive Him because it cannot see Him or know Him, but you know Him, for He remains with you and lives in you. Here is the promise for people who love Jesus and who seek to obey His commandments and follow Him. Here is a promise for those who have the Spirit of Jesus living in them, the Spirit of God leading them and guiding them. The promise, I will do whatever you ask for in my name, so that the Father's glory will be shown through the Son. If you ask me for anything in my name, I will do it. The second thing we should notice is that it's an unconditional promise. He says, ask anything. Of course, in my name is a condition. It suggests that the Christian won't pray for things that are wrong, things that are against God's plan. The Apostle John says, we have courage in God's presence because we are sure that he hears us if we ask him for anything that is according to his will. He hears us whenever we ask him, and since we know this is true, we know also that he gives us what we ask from him. He talks about asking for things according to his will, and that's the same sort of idea as asking in his name. So prayer is a kind of process of discovery, of learning God's will. We're encouraged to ask for things because he has encouraged us to believe that he will answer our prayers and he will give us the things that we need, the things that are according to his will. It's a process of discovery. As we ask for things, we learn God's answer. It may be yes, it may be no, it may be not yet. But by praying for things, we begin to learn God's will for us. For instance, on one occasion, Paul had something which he described as a thorn in the flesh. He doesn't tell us what it was, and perhaps that's a good thing that we don't know exactly what it was, because we can really apply it to all sorts of situations in our life, sickness, troubles of all sorts. Whatever this thing was, it was very serious, and Paul tells us that he prayed 3 times to the Lord about it and asked him to take it away. But the answer he got back was this: my grace is all you need, for my power is strongest when you are weak. And Paul learned to be content to put up with this thing, whatever it was, and to stop praying for it. Now, I can't tell you when to stop praying for this or that. It's something you have to learn about for yourself. There's nothing wrong with asking for these things, and Jesus encourages us to persevere, to keep on asking for things, and not to give up easily. And yet, sometimes as we pray for things, we become aware that we should stop praying for them, that it is not God's will that we should continue to ask for those things. And that's what I mean about prayer being a process of discovery. We can't make little rules and say, well, you should keep on praying a certain number of times and then stop. We can't make little rules. We've got to discover God's will through listening and looking for the answers that he brings in our life. But we must ask, and we must go on asking until his will becomes clear to us. So when he says, ask anything in my name, or whatever you ask, I will give you, it's an extraordinary promise. It's almost like a blank check. God is almost saying to us, you write into the check here what you want and what you need. But then, as we've said, it's not quite like that, because we ask according to his will, according to his character. We ask in his name, as we know he would like us to ask. Now, when you think of Jesus' offer here, to ask for anything in his name, we must realize that nothing is too small or insignificant to bring before God in prayer. And nothing is too great, nothing is too serious. So why don't you pray confidently about the little things and the big things? Do you doubt that God is able to answer your prayers? Do you doubt that he is willing? Do you doubt that God is concerned with the detailed affairs of your life? Do you hedge your prayers around too much with saying, if it's your will, if it's your will, which sometimes can just be a way of not really asking confidently that God will give us the things that we see that we need? Do you think that asking for things is a selfish form of prayer, not as honoring to God as confession or praise or thanksgiving? Well, it can be selfish. But here Jesus teaches us that our prayers should be for his glory and not just for our own needs. When Jesus talks about giving us the things that we need, he says he will do it that the Father may be glorified in the Son. God is glorified when men come to see that he answers prayers in Jesus' name. God is glorified as people see what a loving Father he is, how he provides for the needs of all his children. On one occasion Jesus said, "What man among you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone?" Well, of course, none of us would. We'd give him bread. Well, how much more will God delight to answer the prayers of his children and to provide them with all their needs as a loving Father? God is glorified when we ask, even for the smallest and most insignificant thing. And God is glorified as he answers our prayers in Jesus' names, in Jesus' name. So asking for things can be honoring to God, just as honoring as any other form of prayer, provided it's in Christ's name, according to his character and will. Because when we ask God for things, we're treating him as God. We're treating him as the Lord who is all-powerful, as the Father who really loves us. And James tells us, "You do not have because you do not ask." So we need to be encouraged by Jesus to pray for all the things that we see we need in our lives, the sort of things that Jesus tells us in the Lord's Prayer. We need to pray for our daily needs, our daily bread. We need to pray for forgiveness and the willingness to forgive others. We need to pray for help to resist temptation and to do God's will. And if you want to try and eliminate the selfishness that can creep into your prayer life, then keep before you these words of Jesus. "I will do it," he says, "that the Father may be glorified in the Son." I will answer that the Father may be glorified in the Son. So you pray that God may be glorified. Let that control the way you pray. Don't just pray selfishly. Pray that in the answer to your prayers, God's character might be known. God might be truly seen to be loving and powerful, that others might come to see him in that way, that you might recognize him in that way, that God's will might be done, first and foremost, and not your will. And that's a funny thing about prayer, isn't it? We're encouraged to come to God and ask him for the things that we really need, and to put before him our problems and difficulties, and yet at the same time, as we ask, we've got to learn to do his will. We've got to put ourselves under his control and want him to be glorified. And in the Lord's Prayer, we start off by saying, "Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." We say, "Your kingdom come, your name be hallowed." We pray all those prayers before we come to say, "Give us today our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses." Even though we have our own needs, we need to recognize that prayer is not just asking God for things. It's putting ourselves under his will, under his control, and seeking to glorify him. So Jesus encourages us with these wonderful words to ask. To ask for anything in his name, and he will do it. And he says, "I will do whatever you ask for in my name, so that the Father's glory will be shown through the Son." Let's make that the object of our prayers. Not just simply to ask for things, but to seek to do his will and to glorify him in our prayers and in our lives. O God our Father, we thank you that you hear us and that you answer our prayers. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, that he has come to make you known to us, what you are like and what you want us to do. So teach us to pray openly and honestly, treating you as God, honoring you as our Father, expecting you to help us. Teach us to look for answers to prayer and to glorify you not only in the way we pray, but in looking at the answers and telling others about your power and glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.